The Gist. Health Rising's first two overviews of recent mitochondrial findings featured long COVID and chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS. Now we turn to fibromyalgia. We usually associate the mitochondria with extreme fatigue, exercise intolerance, and post-exertional malaise. But damaged mitochondria can also cause pain. With four studies published in the last year, the mitochondria field in fibromyalgia is going through a little boomlet. The first study, out of Italy, used the Seahorse XF cell mito stress test to find the cells of people with fibromyalgia had a difficult time responding to mitochondrial stress and put out 20% less energy than the healthy control. People with more severe fibromyalgia, though, had it much worse. An energy index found they were about 40% in the red compared to healthy controls. Next, a Turkish study examining microRNA that negatively impact the mitochondria hit pay dirt when it found a microRNA associated with oxidative stress far more commonly found in the fibromyalgia patients. That finding suggested oxidative stress, a common mitochondrial inhibitor, was greatly increased. The next study provided a potential answer to that issue. An Italian study provided a potential therapy for the high oxidative stress. See treatment takeaways below. The researchers induced a fibromyalgia-like state by giving rats a drug called reserpine, which, among other things, increased oxidative stress and knocks out the mitochondria. The rats had trouble moving, demonstrated muscle atrophy, reduced mitochondrial enzyme activity, showed decreased activity of most of the complexes in the electron transport chain, complex 1, 3, and 4, and increased oxidative stress and mitochondrial DNA fragmentation, etc. The last study used an electron microscope to find reduced levels of the cristae, or folds, in fibromyalgia patients' mitochondria, where ATP production takes place. The authors proposed that the highly reduced levels of cristae found resulted from the mitochondria essentially turning itself off and putting the cells in a state of hibernation, much like Navio has proposed with ME/CFS. They suggested that the mitochondrial dysfunction in fibromyalgia may impact a broad array of symptoms and tissues, including the muscles, nerves, and gut, and called the reduction in mitochondrial cristae a rare and noteworthy objective finding. Taking the recent ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID studies together, the last year or so of mitochondrial studies suggests that a hypometabolic state akin to hibernation exists that may have been triggered by a stressor such as an infection which first induced a hypermetabolic state which then essentially burnt out the mitochondria. High levels of oxidative stress are likely a culprit. A small but perhaps telling Stanford study found that stimulating the T cells of ME/CFS patients overloaded their mitochondria, causing increased levels of T cell death. Indeed, energy production has been linked to poor performance of both T and B cells in ME/CFS. Treatment takeaways. Boswellia extract reduced the fibromyalgia rats' oxidative stress, decreased their mitochondrial problems, restored mitochondrial enzyme production, increased mitochondrial production, and restored the functioning of one of the complexes. Boswellia has been used to treat inflammatory conditions like rheumatoid arthritis, asthma, and inflammatory bowel disease. Instead of directly enhancing mitochondrial functioning, Boswellia protects the mitochondrial enzymes and the electron transport chain from the ravages of oxidative stress. Interestingly, when asked about Boswellia and the mitochondria, AI ChatGPT stated that Boswellia's ability to enhance ATP production is, quote, especially relevant in diseases associated with mitochondrial dysfunction, such as chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, where cellular energy demand often exceeds supply, end quote.